Okay, good morning. Today we begin Maseches Me'ilah, with an ayin. Maseches Me'ilah. So Maseches Me'ilah, hopefully we'll discuss all about Me'ilah. What is Me'ilah? So Me'ilah is simply described as the misappropriation of, not only funds, misappropriation of sanctified items, which can do with karbanos also. So it all comes from the small parasha at the end of Vayikra Perek Hey. Great, we'll read it. A couple psukim. It says, "Vayidaber Hashem Moshe l'emor, nefesh ki simol ma'al, tidin me'ila, v'chata'a b'shgaga." So therefore, number one, it has to be v'shogeg, v'chata'a b'shgaga, v'kachei Hashem, something that's kodesh, that's something that's kodesh designated to Hashem. V'hevi Hashemol Hashem, el tamim min atzon, you have to bring an asham, right? El tamim min atzon, v'erkaka kesef shgala, m'shekha kodesh l'asham, v'es asher chata'a min ha-kodesh yishalim, you have to pay back the principal that you were moel. Plus you have to have the 1/5, which is really 1/4, the 25% penalty payment. So you have to bring, number one, it's b'shogeg. It has to be done, when the punishment is to bring an asham, pay back the principal, and pay back a 25% penalty. So what is subject to me'ilah is what the pasuk describes as kachay Hashem, things that are holy to Hashem. What is holy to Hashem? So kachay betek vayis is easy, that's kachay betek vayis. Now when it comes to karbanos, you have to break it down into three categories. Number one, we have kachay kachim. Kachay kachim are holy holies. Those are chatas, asham, ola. But those are also broken down into two categories. Category number one of kachay kachim are those kachay kachim that are completely consumed on mizbeach, like an ola. Right, that's, so when is that subject to me'ilah? So that item is subject to me'ilah from the moment you make it kodesh, from the moment of consecration, all the way through the completion of the sacrifice, all the way to the end, because that thing is kodesh l'Hashem from beginning to end. There are then kachay kachim, that a portion of the karbon goes to the kohen, like the chatos and the asham. So for them, for those, the ila applies right away for the whole animal, from the moment you make your kodesh, all the way through the zrikas hadam, the throne, right? But once the blood is thrown on the mizbeach, so then what ends up happening is that there's a portion that now belongs to the kohen to be eaten. So that portion given to the Kohen is no longer subject to Me'ilah, because it's no longer Kachi Hashem. It belongs to the Kohen. So that is no longer subject to Me'ilah, and it's now belongs to the Kohen, but the parts, the Emurim, that are placed on the Mizbeach, those remain subject to Me'ilah until, you know, you complete the Hakrava.
If Yisrael were to eat the Kachi Kachim, would that be Me'ilah or some other?
It'd probably be more than Me'ilah. It'd probably be just like eating Achilas Kachim. But I'm sure there'll be Me'ilah. Then it goes on to, we get two punishments, one punishment, whole different sugya. And maybe we'll see it in the Masechta. Maybe. Kachekalim are karbanos that are like a bechor and a meiser. So those items are all eaten by, you know, by the Israelim, by the people. There is no din of Me'ilah, except the other way around. Once the blood is thrown, then there are the certain parts that are going to be burnt on the Mizbeach. So once the karbon, the blood is thrown, then those emurin are now subject to me'ilah, because they now attain the status of kachay Hashem, and they become subject to me'ilah. So how is one moel? So there are two types of items. There are depreciable items, and there are items that are not depreciable. Right? So an item that depreciates, one must depreciate the asset by a pruta worth. So you have to eat a pruta worth of food. If you eat a pruta worth of food, then that's subject to me'ilah. A non-depreciable asset, which the classic example the Gemara always gives, is like a goblet of gold, you know, a kosher zahav. That's always used as an example. So there, one, in order to have been moel, one has to have benefited from the usage an amount equal to a shavah pruta. That's, you have to have a shavah pruta amount of benefit. I'm assuming drinking from it or something like that. So that might be enough. There's also a concept of me'ilah mi'derabanan. Me'ilah derabanan, we'll get to that already today on Daf Beis. Well, you only repay the principal. Right? There's no asham, there's no penalty payment. Oftentimes, there's a code word for me'ilah mi'derabanan, which means ein nanim ve'ein molim. You're not allowed to get benefit, but it's not considered me'ilah. Meaning, it's asher mi'derabanan, but there's no me'ilah, there's no asham, obviously there's no karban, because if it's not me'ilah mi'deraisa, you can't bring a karban, because that's churun la'azara, but they do tell you you're not allowed to do that, and if you do it, you have to repay. So that is a brief introduction. I'm sure the article has a longer introduction, but then we'll begin the Masechta. So I think the Masechta would start off with the rules of Me'ilah, but it does not. The Masechta starts off with some details about it. Number one, Kachay Kadashim. Korbanos that are Kodshei Kodshim, that are supposed to be shechted on the, in the north, right? Kodshei, right? We the north. Kodshei Kodashim sheshechtum bedarum. But instead, you shechted them in the south. So therefore, you think they're apostle korban. Nevertheless, molin mehen. They're still considered moel. They still retain some status of kedusha lakodesh l'Hashem, and you still have me'ila. Right? Rashi says, Kodshei Kodashim, what the Rashi says here, right? He says over here that many achronim write that the perishim says me'ila is not Rashi, but we're going to call it Rashi. Right? So Rashi writes, Afa gav de dinon li shechait b'tzafon, even though he's supposed to shech these in the north, lo yotzu mikedushasim l'gabim ila. So even though they're apostle korban, they still retain the status of kedusha enough that they're still subject to me'ila. Shenene mehen shavapruta mal. So if you nene a shavapruta, you're mal. Tosfos here also is important. It makes it easier for us to give some of the rules. He says, kodshei kodashim, kigon chatos v'asham v'shal metzibor, sheyesh behen me'ila ad sheyeh behen shas hetel kohanim. That they have me'ila until you have zrika, like we just mentioned. The ad shas zrika mikru kodshei Hashem. Until shas zrika, it's called kodshei Hashem. Uben emurim, when it comes to the fats, achla achra zrika. They have me'ila even after zrika. When it comes to kodshei kalim, ein behen me'ila ad achra zrika. They don't have me'ila until after zrika. Sha'az huver chelek avoa v'az yesh me'ila b'emurim. That's when it determined what belongs to Hashem and what belongs to Hashem. So only that portion will get subject to Mila, like we said in the intro. So again, kodshei kodashim shofim
mitzvah. Kodshei kalam, it's the first time animal kodshei kalam, and then you plow with it.
So no Mila.
What?
No Mila. Right. Kodshei kodashim sheshoftim bedorim molim behen. There is Mila. Shoftim bedorim, you sechted in the south, right? But you kibel damam b'tzafon. But then you did something right. You accepted the blood in the north, or batzafon, or v'kibel dama bedarim, where you shechted in the north, which is the right thing, but you accepted the blood in the south. So in all these situations, you're still going to have this. You're still going to be subject to me'ila. The Gemara is going to explain why they had to do it this way. It's basically lozu avzukatani because it seems to be obvious. So again, if you do something wrong, like Rashi says, shechet batzafon v'kibel dama bedarim, afa gav de kabbalah the hainu ikar avodahi. Even though kabbalah is a more important avoda than shechita, I thought the reason would be because Shkrita is kosher with a non-Kohen, so maybe that's why Kabbalah is more important. I don't know why. The Alpha Gav the Kabbalah, the Hainu Ikar Avodahi Bedorom, Shalok Kedin, Afilu Hachim Molim Ben. Nevertheless, there's still Mi'ila. So that was case number two. Shachtam Bedorom, Kibo Batsafon, Batsafon Kibo Dorom. Now, what about Shachat Bayom, the Zarak Balayla? So you shechted it during the day, which is the right thing, but Zarak, you threw the blood at night. Why it skips from the Kabbalah here, I think, would be is because the Kabbalah is right after Shechita. So unless you know the exact moment between daytime and nighttime to do Shechita and Kabbalah, they've changed the avodah to Zrika. So Shachat Bayom Bezarek Balayla, or Balayla, where you shechted at night, which is the wrong time, Bezarek Bayom and threw it in the day, or Osh Shachtam Chutz Lazmanon, or you shechted during the day and in the north, but you had Amachshava Psula, you had wrong intent, either Mati Pigel, or chutzlim koman, or you had the machshava that you were going to do the karban in the wrong place. Nevertheless, moalin behen, there is still me'ila. The karban is still not yotze lechulin to the extent that if someone gets hana from it, there is still moel. So if you read Rashi, what Rashi says, v'chein imshachat b'layla imshachat b'yom v'zarkam b'layla afal gav delayla labz man hakravahu moalin behen. And the last one is the case of pigles. In all these cases, there is still me'ila. So, Rav Klal Amar Rav Yeshua gives a rule. Kol shahayilo shas hekta l'kohanim ein molin bo. Anything that had a moment in time where the korban was mutter to the kohen, and the psul came about afterwards, then there's no me'ila, because it was already yotze to the kohen, it's no longer kodshei Hashem. Because Shaloha Yeloshas Hetel Kohanim, but if the psul took place prior to the time that the Kohanim were mutter to partake, then there is still moling. The item is still Kachi Hashem. Mishnah gives examples. The Ezehi Shahayeloshas Hetel Kohanim. What are examples of where the Kodesh animal had a moment in time where it was mutter to the Kohen and only became psul afterwards, and those are the cases where there is no Me'ila. Case of Bishalana, where the behemoth was left, the animal, the meat was left overnight beyond the time. So you have a chatas, you have that day and the night. So until the following morning, the next morning, there's lina. So that thing had a shas hetek l'kohanim because you were able to eat it, prior. and now it became pasul. So that thing, that there's no meila after once it becomes pasul. Visha nitma, the thing became.
No, there's no meila.
Visha nitma, if the animal after the zrika became tamei, visha yotza, or after the zrika, you took the animal to outside of where it's supposed to be, the kachay kachim, you took it beyond the walls of the azara, even though now it's not mutar kohanim, but it had a moment in time when it was mutar kohanim, so there is no mi'ila on those pieces. Rashi says, shalona habasar la'achar zrika, osha nitmeit, osha yotzachot zaklaim achar zrika, the afagav dahashta ein ru'i l'kohanim, even though now the kohen can't eat it, since it had a moment in time where it was kosher for the Kohen to eat it before, then there's no me'ila. The low karina being mikatcher Hashem, it's no longer called mikatcher Hashem. Hoel since the kar heiser with the kohanim, because it left kachir Hashem and belonged to the kohanim. However, back to the mission of the ezuhi shelo ha'ila shas hetel kohanim. What is considered something that has not had, never had Ashas Hekla Kohanim? Well, all the examples in our Mishnah, at the end of the Mishnah, he brings the last two, which are She Nishchata Chutz Lazmana. You had Machshava during the Shchita that I'm going to eat the carbon outside of the allotted time, or Chutz Lekoma, I'm going to eat the carbon outside of where it's supposed to be, or Vishakiblu Psulim, if a Yisrael or a non kosher Kohen was the one who caught the blood in the cup, it's already possible right away. Rizarka was dumb, and they threw the blood. That animal never had, that carbon never had a moment in time when it was mutter for the Kohanim, so it never left the Kekatshe Hashem, and therefore they're still subject to Me'ila. Rashi points out, the Eza Hisha Lo Haiser Lo Nishkot Chutz Lazmanu V'uadin L'chol Hani Detana V'Resha, all the cases of the Resha, Shachta V'Darim, O'Belayla, Shelo Haile Hen Shas Hetel Kohanim, there was no moment in time where it was mutter for the Kohanim. Why does the Mishnah only mention these last two cases? The chutz lazman of a chutz l'kamo tefemi kol hani, the tari v'resha, the molim v'hen, the hani tray itkush ha'dodi, mechad kron nachi. I don't know why. It's because they're connected to each other. Okay, but that's the idea. The problem, the tension is going to be is that we're going to see that there are those who hold that if you have a carbon and the carbon dies, just it's not a dog, you shot it, or it just drops dead. Well, then there's those who hold that there is no me'ila. So on the one hand, if the korban dies, there's no me'ila. On the other hand, if you just shechted it in the and you passed it, there is me'ila. So where along this line is that it's considered that not me'ila, and where along the line is considered to be me'ila. But before we get to that, the Gemara says, Katani, the Mishnah had mentioned, Kachei Kadashim, Sheshachtam V'Dorom, Mo'olim Behen. Right? So if you had these Kachei Kadashim, the korban chatas, you shechted it in the south, still me'ila. So the Gemara says, Pshita, that's davar pashut. Why would you think otherwise? I think otherwise because it's now a dead animal. Right, Pshita, mishum d'shchita son b'darom apikinun midei me'ila. Just because you shechted it in the south, the svar would be that it would no longer be subject to me'ila. I mean, I go, yeah. But the Gemara says, yeah, it's terech, I would need it. Why? Soka daita chamina, because it's what we just mentioned. You might have thought, since Hoel the Amr Ula, Amr Yochanan, and Ula says that Kadoshim Shemesu, that a Kodesh animal that dies prior to you doing any avoda to it, Yotsu Midei Me'ila Dvar Torah, is Yotsu Midoraisa from the Din of Mila, means no longer subject to Me'ila, because it's not Roy for anything. You can't bring it to the Mizbeah. You can't, it's not subject, you can't redeem it, you can't be poted, because what you poted, Lachilas Klavim, you can't do that. So it's Yotsu Midei Me'ila. So you would have thought, Hachinami, kachim kachim legabe darom kimad dichan kinun dami. That shechting a kachim kachim in the wrong space, in the wrong place, would be equivalent to just strangling it. You just killed it with the wrong. It's puzzle. So you would have thought that since it's puzzle, it's the same thing as it dropping dead before being hukra on the mizbeach, and therefore it would be removed from the din of meila. Kamashman, the Mishnah tells us, kamashmalan, that no, that. Kamash Malan, that Kachim Shemesu lo chazuklau. Kachim Shemesu, Kachim that die, they're worthless. They can't do anything with them. But Abal Darom, but the southern part of the base of Migdosh, Nihi de Eno Roi le Kachim Kachim. You're right. Kachim Shechem, they're apostle, but Abal Roi le Kachim Kalim. But if had you had Kachim Kalim, like a Bechor or a Meiser, and you shechted it in the south, it would be okay. So therefore, I think what they're saying is that that place is not totally hufka from being a kosher place. Other karbanos shechted there are kodesh. I know your question, but this karban's not. But other karbanos shechted there, okay, so that place still has, if shechted there, still has the status of being a place that you shechted and still subject to me'ila.
What type of
me'ila
are we talking about? Them doing eating, using the
animal? Anything.
If somebody takes a regular carbon and sets aside an animal for carbon,
right,
and then uses it.
What type of carbon? Is it kacha kachim or kacha kalim? If it's kacha kachim, it's me'ila before Zerika Saddam, it's kacha kalim, it's only me'ila on day Murim after Zerika Saddam.
Before you even kill it, if you decide to use it to plow your field.
Correct. What type of carbon did you set it aside to be?
If it's kacha kachim or kacha kalim.
Correct. If it's kacha kachim, so then we say there's me'ila for everything up to the point of Zerika Saddam. Add Zerika Saddam, then we realize the parts that go to the Kohen. Parts that go to the Kohen are no longer subject to Mila. The parts that go in the Mizbech are still subject to Mila. Kacha Kalim, it's the opposite. If till the Zerika Saddam, there is no Mila. Once they throw the blood, then the parts that go in the Mizbech are subject to Mila, and the parts that are not subject to Mila still are not subject to Mila.
Yeah, we just learned if you take money, or set the money aside before you do anything, if you use the money, it's Mila.
But that's not Kacha, that's Kacha Bela Gabayas, then. This is Kacha Mizbech.
No, let's say you set the money aside to buy a korban.
Correct.
And you use the money.
Okay. Right, but that's not, because that money at that point in time is not Kachim Mizbeach. It's Kedusha Zdomim. It's a separate, different type of Kedusha. Right?
So if you set aside money for Kachim Kalim,
I don't know.
Then you
could be
over Me'ila with the money, even though you could not
be
over
Me'ila
with the animal itself.
Could be, I don't know. Could be. I don't know. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. So the Gemara says, Lame le misne kolhani. Why do I have to list, right, we just said all these, why do I have to list all these cases? Once you have the rule, why do I have to list all the cases? So the Gemara says, Tzrichi, I need to list all the cases, because we've got to go through. Itana shechatam bedorom, the kibbol damam betzafon, had it just listed, first mentioned just the case of shechita in the wrong place, but accepting the blood in the right place, I would have said, hacha de'isbehu me'ila. Here there would still be me'ila, mishum de'kabbalah betzafonu, because at least you accepted the blood in the north. Accepting the blood in the north, that's an ikar avoda. Again, shchita, I think, by saying that shchita is not an ikar avoda, is because shchita could be done by a non-kohen. How you go about doing that with a long stick, with a long knife, okay, but it technically, if you figure out how, it can be done that way. But you would say, about shechatam b'tzafon, but if you shechted in the north, the kibbol dam b'darom, and you did the kabbalah saddam in the south, which means you did the ikar avoda in the wrong place, ho will be kibbol b'darom hu, maybe you would have said, since you did kabbalah in the south, nothing midei me'ila. That's when it's no longer subject to me'ila. So therefore, I hadn't mentioned that case. The itan ahai, and hadn't mentioned these two cases of the shefting and the kabbalah, hava amina, I would have thought that, look, that's all fine because yamamas manak rabuhu. At least you did it during the right time. It sells the criteria of being done during the right time of day. Avashchata b'layla b'zarek b'yom. Oh, but if you did shkita during the night, which is the wrong time, and you did the zrika during the day, laila lavs manak ravu. The laila is the completely wrong time. It's totally mufka from the right time of being a korban. V'hai d'shachat b'laila, ema d'nafik made demila. So therefore, maybe I would have thought that is removed from me'ila. So therefore, it has to mention that case. The itan shachat b'laila, I have mentioned the case of shkita at night, havamina ho of a zarek dama b'yom, then I would have thought that maybe, okay, shechting at night is no good. Shechting at night by throwing the blood is still me'ila because it's being me'ila because you have an ikar avoda of the zrika being done during the day. Aval shechatan bayom, if you shechted during the day, the zarek dam b'layla, and then you threw the blood at night, well now you're doing the ikar avoda at the wrong time, hoel b'lazman hakravahu, since doing that zrika of the blood was done at night, which is not the appropriate time, maybe that's kamandi chan kinundami, maybe that's why it's considered chanika, and therefore it would be yotze, meaning it would be no longer subject to me'ila. And all these cases that they're all still subject to me'ila. I don't understand the havamina, because once I shechted, you can say, oh, well, shechted it at night, but at least I did the ikar avoda during the day. But the moment I shechted it at night, I passed the karban. So why would you have a havamina to say, oh, I shechted it at night, I passed the karban, and now I'm going to continue doing the avoda, and I just don't understand the havamina. Okay. I don't say a lot today. Okay. Then the Gemara asks, okay, what about the last two cases in the Mishnah? The last two cases in the Mishnah are chutz l'zman or chutz l'mkom. You had the wrong makshava. Well, there, everything was done in the right time. Everything was done in the right place. Just that you had the wrong makshava. So why does that still keep the animal in the parsha of Me'ila? So chutz l'zman or chutz l'mkom or l'may chazi. you look at Rashi towards the bottom. It's the second to last Rashi, but it's the last Rashi of the middle sized lines. It says Chutz Lazman Chutz Lekamol Lemay Chazu Klomar. Kol Hanid Tani B'Masnisin. All of the things that we mentioned in the Mishnah, but Dinhu Demolin Behen. It makes sense that you have Meila. Because we give these rules. Yishefted in the south, it's still roy for kachikalim. Kedemir el. B'shachah belayla nami uzark belayla dinhu dema olim behen delayla mechusar zmanu. Because maybe the night is not. I don't know. Now all of a sudden Rashi says layla is not mechusar zman. Layla is mechusar zman. El shachah amanat lahak yichutz lemkomo or mechusar zman lechutz lemkono lemay chazi. It's not like shechting in the south where it's roy for something. It's totally possible to korban. Like so. Why would it still be within the context of Meila, right? You can't put the emurim on the mizbeach. You can't give the meat to the kohanim. Why is it Meila at all? So he gives an answer. Since it's miratzim lipigulin, what does that mean? Rashi says. The din is that in order for a carbon to be piggle, I think this only works for piggle. In order for carbon to be piggle, the piggle has to be the only pgam in the carbon. Everything else has to be done al pi halacha. So if I have machshava piggle, but then I mess something else up, the carbon's not piggle. Big thing is because if you eat piggle, you chayav karis. So, but if I have machshava's piggle and then I throw the blood in the wrong place and then I eat that meat. So you're not chayiv karis. You did a wrong thing, but you're not chayiv karis. So in order for something to be pigle, everything else has to be done appropriately. So he's saying that pigle maintains some sort of status of a karban, because in order to be pigle, everything else has to be done okay. So Rashi says, Ho'el maratzin li pigulan. He turned klomar, and I turned to Amid Beis. Klomar, ho'el v'hai shchitas pigul chashivi kulehai. The shchita of the pigle is considered chashiv. Right? The shchit of the animal that's pigle has a chashivus because it's needed and it's necessary in order to create the pigle. So therefore, it's sort of saying that since it's important to make pigle, it's important enough so it's not removed from Meila. First of all, I don't know how that works for the other carbon of chutz l'mkomo, because there's no problem. You don't need matir to shecht everything the right way there, but it's right. Let's continue the Rashi if you want.
When he shechts it at night,
yeah.
Let's say a kohen shechts it at night.
Correct.
So wouldn't the other kohanim stop him during the daytime from sprinkling?
But they didn't. Okay? That's all. They didn't. It says, "Ho of a high shchitas pigul chashiv kulhai leolam lo mikva pigul lechayv akars atcher krivu kol matim shizak dam tamir maseches vachim." Let's see if we get. So if you go to the bottom at the end of it, "Kaver the high zrika chashuv kol kach the tzricha maratz lepigul a kati lo yotzim mekdushal molam hen." Since all the avodas that you've done in this animal that is now possibly going to be pigul is considered chashuv enough to quit needed in order for it to become pigul, it's chashuv enough so the carbon doesn't leave. Doesn't lose its meila status.
Yeah.
What does that mean? It's puzzle.
Right.
It's puzzle carbon. Okay, I don't know. All right. Ibai Luhu. They're going to ask a kshayla, okay? And then what's going to end up happening is based on one of the answers, we're going to ask a question from our Mishnah. So Ibai Luhu. I'olu mahu sheyirdu. So there is a machlokes in the Gemara in Zvachim. There's a machlokes in Rabbi Yehud and Rabbi Shimon about karbanos that became puzzle. And for whatever reason, the Kohanim didn't tell the other Kohen, and somehow that Pasul Karban got brought onto the Mizbeach. Now the idea is that the Mizbeach is collated, it grabs everything that goes on there. So what happens to certain psulim that go on the Mizbeach? Do you take them off, or do you leave them there and let it burn on the Mizbeach? Well, yeah, there's a machlokas, there's a machlokas there about which Karbanos do you come off. Rav Shimon learns from a Pasuk, he says that all Karbanos Pasulim, everything that is Pasul, that goes on to the Mizbeach, if it was Olu, Lo Yardu. You don't take it down, except for other types of psulim that we'll see in Daf Gimel. Rabbi Yehuda says no, that he has a different limud, and he says that there are only three that went up, three puzzle things that go on the Mizbeach that don't come down. It's Nishchot Balayla, Nishbach, if it's shechted at night, if the blood blood was spilled, or if the blood went outside the walls. That's him other lo yirdu. So now, what about all that situation in our Mishnah? The cases in our Mishnah. Ibailu, Iolu Mahu Shayirdu. Let's just say the case of Shechted in the south, or you uncobbled blood in the south, or you did it at night. What's the story? If they went up on the Mizbeach anyway, do they come down? We'll bring it back to Ila shortly. So Rabba Amar, Rabba says, Im Olu Yerdu. If these things went on the Mizbeach, God take them down. They'll possibly take them down. Rav Yosef Amar, Im Olu Lo Yerdu. If these things went up, they don't come down. So Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda, we mentioned the Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon of the Bar Plukta and Gemara Zvachim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Ti Boilach, there's no Shaila, the Kuli Amalo Pligi, Dim Olu Yerdu. He has a much more expansive rule. And according to him, it will come down. It comes down. Ki pligi aliba de Rabbi Shimon. Their machlokas is according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that anything that became pasul, most things that became pasul, they don't come down. So Rav Yosef says that the Mishnah, Rav Yosef ki Rabbi Shimon. Rav Yosef says, Rav Shimon's going to say, these things, im alu, lo yerdu. They don't come down, because that's what Rav Shimon says. Rabba says, but they do come down. Why? Rabba Amalach Adkan lo kam Rabbi Shimon ela binitan lamata shenasan lamala o binitan lamala shenasan lamata. He only says his din. Let's say if you sprinkled the blood in the wrong place or something, the carbon was you messed up within a technical aspect of the akrava, right? Ula olam deshachdam bekibul dam b'tzafam. The shechita and the kabbalah was done in the right place. Aval hacha, but here in our Mishnah, kevan deshachatan bedarom. Once you shechted in the south. It's considered as if you just killed it. So wait a second. It's considered if you just killed it, so therefore it's like an animal just dies in the street going on the Mizbeach, that has to come down. Well, if it's considered that you just killed it, then it should be no longer subject to Me'ila either, which is going to be the question. So they asked on Rabbah from our Mishnah, Tznan, Kotche Kadashim, Sheshachtam Batara, Molim Mehen. You know, if you shechted the Chatas in the south, they're still subject to Me'ila. Well, Bishlam Allah Rabbi Yosef, okay, according to Rabbi Yosef, it's fine, because why do you still get Me'ila? You still have a problem with Me'ila, because it still stays on the Mizbeach. Clearly, there's some Kedusha status, it's staying on the Mizbeach, and therefore they're still subject to Me'ila. But, Ella L'Rabba, the Rabba who says that they have to be taken off the Mizbeach, and if you're taking it off the Mizbeach, that means there's no Kedusha status left in this anymore, so why are you still subject to Me'ila? Right? Ella L'Rabba, Kasha, my molin behen. Why you would be subject to Me'ila? If it's not Kodesh enough to stay on the Mizbeach, then it's certainly not going to be Kodesh enough to be subject to Me'ila. So Gemara gives the answer, and we should only point out here that the previous sugya is clearly not according to Rabbah. Rabbah's going to argue on the previous Amud that we had the whole reasons of what Lozu, Vavzu, because there the Gemara is clearly entertaining the fact that it's subject to Me'ila, Mida Oraisa, but here Rabbah says, my molin behen, Mida Rabbanan. Rabbi says the Me'ila mentioned in the Mishnah is only going to be Me'ila Midrabanan. Meaning, Me'ila Raisa, if you shechted it in the south, it's not Kodesh. It's as if it's considered killed. And therefore, it's not subject to Me'ila. Midrabanan, we have a Me'ila on it, and therefore, it would be a Karban. You would have to pay the Chomish penalty, but you would have to pay the principal, whatever you benefited from it. He says, my Molin Behen, Midrabanan. Then the Gemara asks, what we just said, so, okay, so my Ika, what is the difference between Midoraisa Lidarabanan? What is the difference between Mi'ila Dirabanan and Mi'ila Dirarisa? He says, Dirarisa, when it comes to Dirarisa, besides the Karban, obviously, Midoraisa Mishlam Lachomish, you have to pay a quarter penalty, it's a fifth, but it's 25% above the value of the principal to Kodesh as a penalty payment, Midarabanan though, but Dirabanan you don't pay back this Chomish. Then the Gemara asks, which is fascinating question, who says that this is concept of Me'ila Darabonon? Tosa says, what are you talking about? The Mishnayos are replete with instances where we say Me'ila Darabonon. What is the Gemara's question here? The Gemara doesn't know all these Mishnayos, right? It's bottom Tosfos. He says, Tema, Maika Mitama. What's the question? In Ikatuva. There's plenty of examples. Kagoron, he goes, Daf Yud Aleph, and then he goes, another question, Minachos. I don't know. So he gives an answer, he says that the difference is that they made something, the Rabbanan made, maybe you would have thought that the Rabbanan only made something subject to Me'ila, it was an item where people wouldn't really distance themselves from. An item that people would distance themselves from anyway, then maybe they didn't make that subject to Me'ila. Kamashmar, they have other situations where they made things Me'ila anyway. Right, so he says, Mi gemil de Rabbanon. He says, yeah, there is Migil de Rabbanon. The Amr Ula Amr Rabbi Yochanan, because Ula says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, which we saw a moment ago, Kachim Shemesim, you have a carbon, and it dies, it just drops dead before anything. It dries. Yotsu Mide Mila Dvar Torah. It was Yotsi from Ila Midor Raisa, Dvar Torah. Mashma Midor Raisa Lo Islahun. From Midor Raisa, it does, it's not subject to Mila. But Bid Rabbanon, Behon, but the Rabbanon is Behon. But from Midor Rabbanon, there is Mi'ila. So to hear, Hachanami, Rabbah will explain our Mishnah as being Mi'ila Midor Rabbanon. Right? So according to Rabbah, when you shech the animal in the north, it's as if you killed it. Why is it still subject to Mi'ila? If it's as if you killed it, because if you go on the Zbeach, it comes down. It's Midor Rabbanon. It's Mi'ila de Rabbanon. They were made a Takan in this case. So Gemara says, wait a second. What? Now we're asking Ula. Ula mentioned that an kachim that died, yotzei midei mi'ila dvar Torah, it's no longer subject to mi'ila midei araisa. So he says, lema tanina l'hada Ula. Wait, this din that Ula mentioned is our Mishnah then. According to the way Rabba's explaining it, Rabba's telling us that our Mishnah is talking about mi'ila midei rabbana. Our case is where an animal was killed before it got onto Mizbeach, and it's subject to mi'ila midei rabbana. So why is what is Ula coming to tell us? That if an animal dies, it's subject to Ila de Rabbanan. According to Rabba's ways of interpreting the Mishnah, it's already in our Mishnah, right? Lema tanina lahadu Ula amar Rabbi Yochanan. I think that's how you have to read it. Lema tanina lahadu Ula amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara says, no, afagad de tanina, Rabba's going to answer that even though it's mentioned in our Mishnah, that when you shecht it in the south, it's still subject to Ila de Rabbanan, it's the Rikhla Ula. Ula's din is still needed. Why? Salkadaita Chamina, you might have thought, or somebody might have thought, because I certainly wouldn't have, Hacha lo bedilim inhu. When kachim are shechted in the south, people are not going to distance themselves from it. Why? Because the shechita was done bekashrus, just that you messed up in the carbon aspect. So people might not, you know, shy away from it because, hey, there's a kashrus shechted animal. They may partake in it. So therefore the Chan makes zero that there should be me'ila. About kadoshim shemesu, but an animal that just dies, an animal that just drops dead on the spot, no one's going to go near it, no one's going to touch it. It's nevela. It just dropped on the spot. About kadoshim shemesu, hoel ubedilun minhu, since people are going to separate themselves from it, emar ema, maybe I feel me'ilo midrabanan lo. Maybe there was no the run didn't make a takana in that instance. Why does the rabbanan have to make a takana in that case? No one's going to touch it anyway. So Kamash Malan comes to Ula to say, no, people, he still made the Gzera. I guess that there's Me'ilu Me'idu Rabbanan in that case. I guess maybe because since we're dealing with something that's Kodesh, we want to make people aware that you have to stay away from Kodesh. So even if the animal dies, we're going to distance ourselves from the animal so to make sure that people stay away even if, you know, if it doesn't die.
Wait, if the animal died, there is
no Me'ilu. There's no Me'ilu Me'idu Raisa, but there is Me'ilu Me'idu Rabbanan. Right, that's what we said. Amra Ula, Amra Yochan, Kachim Shemesu, Yotz Menim Ila Dvar Torah. Alma midor raisu lo isbulon midor rabbanon isbulon. The only says is why. I think, and I don't know, but I think the reason is because this is dealing with kachim, and we want to make sure people stay away from kachim. We're going to expand midor rabbanon, the concept of meila, even the situations where they become pasul, because we don't want to make sure that they don't come anywhere near meila de raisa when the animal is kosher. So the Gemara now again asks on Ula. Mesu nami tanina. This din of that Ula said that if the carbon dies, there is still Me'ila. Why do we need Ula to make that statement? It's already a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah, he says, the Midmar says, a Mishnah on Daf Yud Ches. There's a Mishnah on Daf Yud Ches that seems to indicate that if an animal dies, there still is Me'ila de Rabbanan. Because there it says, Hanehene min hachatas kishehi chaya lo ma'ol ad sheyifkom. So, I'm not sure what the case is, but if you look at Rashi, it's towards the bottom of the Amud. Hanana min achatas, ba'alas mum. So you have a chatas that's a ba'al mum, so it's already possible. Kishehi chaya lo ma'al ad sheyifkom. When it's alive, so it's a ba'al mum, so it's probably already not mi'il deraisa, but when it's alive, there's no mi'ilo until yifkom, until you do something to it. Rashi says, ad sheyechsar mimena. You have to depreciate it, you have to diminish its value. The kevan to kedushas damim hi, because at that moment in time, a karbon chatas that has a pgam is no longer kachim mizbeach. It's kedushas damim. It's like that gold cup that we mentioned in the introduction. It's like that gold cup, right? So he says the kevan the kedushas damim he lo mal acheyechser midameha. It's not going to be gakensim meila until you diminish its value. kigon shetolosh min atzemer, that you pluck some of its wool, or shecharish bo v'pisha, or you weakened it by plowing with it. The kevan the balas mum he kaim l'damer. Since it's a balas mum, it still has kedusha because you can sell it, and it's still kaddish for its money. The kaim alon, and we've established kol omer l'damim ein l'molim bo achitaks l'damim. If it's not, if it's anything that's kodesh for its value, the me'ila only takes place once, only have me'ila if you diminish its value. Aval kol she'eino omed l'damim, but something that's not omed l'damim, oh, so I'm wrong, something that's not subject to damim, meaning it's not subject to, not kodesh to damim, kegon kol shel zov shel hekdesh, like a kol shel zov, kevan shenene bo af pishlo kisum al. The kol shel zov is different, you just have to benefit a pruta's worth, but by this animal, that's a balmum, you have to diminish its value by a pruta. Okay, that's not our issue though. Hanem inachatus kishi chaya lo mav acha yifko. But kishi mesa, but if this animal dies and it's now longer has any kedusha, kevan shenehen akolshu, once you benefit just a small amount, ma'o, there's mi'ila. Well, what type of mi'ila is that? It's certainly not mi'ila d'oraisa because the animal died. So the Mishnah says there is mi'ila. So there is mi'ila on a kachim animal that died, midrabanan. So what is Ula coming to tell us? It says, it's stated Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah that there's mi'ila from the animal that dies. Right, Rashi says, keva chenena b'shalaputa ma'o, afal pishalo chisra, v'hai ma'o midrabanan hi. This is definitely mi'ila d'rabanan, dila achar hashemesa, because after it dies, divrei kol eba mi'ila midaraisa, there's no mi'ila d'raisa, elamai midrabanan. I think this Rashi right here is a proof that it's not Rashi, because he's repeating both sides, right? It says Elamai Ma'amid Rabbanan. V'hachu b'chatas mesa de ma'al de chamur gushla kaparasi. Right. So therefore, what's going on here? What's the problem? Ula is giving us our rule, but the rule is clearly mentioned in the Mishnah. Correct. Correct. He's a little verbose.
Tosis is long writings, but not Rashi.
Correct.
Right.
Right. So I think
he's concise and wordy at the same time.
Yes. Not
right? Not like this. Not like this. Okay. What? He has to pay it back. You have to pay the principal of Mila Durabanan. You still have to pay Kodesh the principal of what you were Moel. I don't know if that means the whole amount.
Wait. The animal died.
Correct.
What's the Mila? It's dead already.
Correct. That's the Kodesh. That's Mila Durabanan. Mila Durabanan. The value of the animal.
No, if he does something to the animal.
If he does something to the animal, if he's mo'el midarabanan, you still have to pay back the principal. Correct. There's no chomish or korban. That's mi'il d'rabanan. The difference, right, the Gemara mentioned, we saw that a moment ago, it says, what's the difference between mi'il d'rabanan and mi'il d'oraisa? Is mi'il d'rabanan, you have the korban and the penalty payment. Mi'il d'oraisa, but mi'il d'rabanan, you only have the principal payment, not the penalty, and certainly not the korban, because that would be chul and lazara.
Yeah, but the question is also, what do you do with a korban that dies? Are you allowed to, you cannot, you have like to bury it, right?
Well, it's in the base of Sreifa, I think. It's a
Sreifa.
Base of Sreifa.
If it has Meila, what is it paying for? Because it's
That's the Takana Durabanan. That you do have to pay for it.
Pay for what? Because otherwise this thing is going to be buried anyway.
Correct, but whatever the value is, that's the Takana, you have to pay for it. You violated the Din Durabanan, there's a Kanas.
If you skin it,
that's a knas. That's the definition of a knas. You have to pay. Okay. So, where are we up to? So the Gemara says, now the problem here, we have a big issue with the Girsa. So I'm going to read it the way I have it here. I don't know the way you have it there. If it's different, I'm sorry. But I learned it the way I have it here. So what the problem is now, again, back to our case, is Ula told me that if an animal dies, it's subject to Ila Durabanan, a kachim animal. The Mishnah tells me if a chatas dies, it's still subject to Ila Durabanan. So the answer is, what's Ula's finish? It says, Salkataita Chamina, I would have thought that chatas, a korban chatas, hoyel ulichapara ka'asi, since it's such a special thing, because a korban chatas is supposed to come to provide my atonement, so I have the girsa as ubedilin mine, which is the girsa of Rashi, to people already when it's alive, people are going to stay away from the korban chatas because it has some sort of higher status. So therefore, even when it dies, people are going to shy away from it. Therefore, maybe I wouldn't have had to make the gezera because people are already separated from it. But other kachim, v'lav l'kapara, ho v'lav l'kapara asi, other kachim which don't come for kapara, lo b'dilim minhu. I don't like this. People do not distance themselves from it. Therefore, ispuhu me'ila. Therefore, the me'ila, so kamash malan, the Tana had to teach us that even by the korban chatos, there is me'ila. My problem with that is once the Tana is teaching me that even by the korban chatos, there's me'ila midurabanan, because, so in the chumra case, where people are badil mine, there's still the takana of derabanan. So clearly, in the non-chumra case, there would be takana of derabanan also. So that's why I think people have the other gears, which say, chatos ho luchapara ka'asi, lo b'dil mine. The problem I have with the answer, the way I read it, is that we have a Mishnah that tells us a halacha, and then Ula, a couple generations later, tells us a seemingly similar halacha. So the Gemara answers according to this gear, so well, no, Ula's halacha is by regular karbanos. But the Mishnah is talking to us about the chatas. The Mishnah had to mention chatas separately. If the Mishnah already mentioned the more chiddush case, then that means I have the other cases included in that. What do I need Ula for? No, that's my question. Okay, we'll stop here. The next, the Gemara is going to bring another. I'll stop here. All right, the Gemara is going to bring another question on Ula, because if I continue to the thing, nothing to do tomorrow. And remember, it's not simple. The Gemara, it's just not simple. What don't you get?